Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Audio courtesy HBO Real Sports. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, that was certainly something yesterday. And away we go. What'd you think?
Well, it was kind of exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to demean anybody involved in that case or anything. Obviously, the very serious allegations. It's something that we've been talking about to death. Most of our fans, I feel like they made their judgment very early on. They either thought this was a big deal or they thought it was totally not a big deal whatsoever, and they just want to see the quarterback play. And I said yesterday as a primer that I didn't think it was going to change a lot of minds. I do think just seeing random accusations, or we've seen Deshaun Watson. Remember, he had a press conference. He continued to proclaim his innocence and to talk about how he did nothing wrong, doesn't feel the need to get therapy. The fact that he had so many therapists is something he's been questioned, and he didn't exactly. I don't think that passed the smell test. To be honest, that's the one thing when he was talking about why he had so many, and he brought up social media. I don't think that ever really made sense, and I don't think we've ever really gotten an answer to that. That was kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you've been going through this whole process trying to say, all right, Sean Watts is not evil, right? He's not somebody that would do this to 22 unsuspecting women. This didn't fall out of the sky. So you're trying to have like a common sense answer, because there's an answer to this, right? I mean, you know, but we do this with all the high profile. I mean, I just saw yesterday. I didn't know this, that Bill Cosby again is going back. Going back, actually, he's refusing to sit in the trial, which I didn't even know you were allowed to do. But there's another victim, and there's a question about which year it was. And then there's a question about how reliable is the memory of a victim if something like this happened in the 1970s. You know, this is something that happened a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And we can't even play some of the clips, or we've decided as a show to not play some of the clips because of the graphic nature.
A few of them are really graphic.
And the one thing we did know going into last night was, you know, there's a question about how sympathetic at least one accuser was going to be and whether it was going to be crocodile tears. I mean, I watched it. It looked like she was upset. Just my take on it. Looked like she was really upset.
Then you feel, I don't know, you feel greasy even wondering.
Like, right.
You know what I mean?
It's not my place to do that, but that's what society does.
Yeah.
And that is what eventually a disciplinary officer with the NFL is going to do.
I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying you feel greasy doing it. Because
right.
You can't,
I wasn't there. Nobody was there. There's no video evidence.
Yeah,
these cases are so hard to get to find convictions
exactly.
With. Whether or not you can indict a ham sandwich or not, only 1% victims' rights activists will tell you only less than 1%. I used 2 online, it was wrong. Every survey that's been done, everything, anything with data, says it's less than 1% of accusers actually result in a conviction. Think about that.
Criminally.
So most people never believe the accusers. Most people never do. And we do have. We do have plenty of instances where people make up false accusations or their memory doesn't serve them well. Of course. So we're trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but you're a Browns fan. You want to see Deshaun Watson play 17 games. That's what it all boils down to. We're a sports talk show.
No, it's basically what it is. No,
we're not a legal court show. We're a sports talk show.
I told you yesterday, and I'll continue to tell you until the NFL makes their decision. Now that the criminal aspect of it is done, as far as we know, it's done, unless there would be something new brought to light. It's done. He's not going to prison. He's going to play football for the Cleveland Browns. The question just is when. For them, for Deshaun Watson, for the alleged victims, it's very serious business, obviously. If people are, if you know you didn't do these things and people are throwing dirt on your name in such a public forum, you're going to be very upset about that. If you believe you've been wronged and you're not getting the justice you deserve, you're going to be very upset about that. But for us, we're on the outside now. It's become the theater. It's become, the argument has become the sport. And I think you're right about what you said. If we were in Carolina, we'd be doing it differently. If we were in New Orleans and he picked New Orleans or Atlanta or Charlotte, it'd be different. But he picked here, and it's different here because now we know what type of football team we have, and we have to be honest with each other. We want him to play all 17 games. We want all this to go away.
And we want him to be want him to be truly innocent.
Yeah, of course,
it sucks,
but
sucks to say we want this to be perceived as a money grab. We want all these accusers to be lying just so that we can sleep at night knowing that our quarterback was not guilty of anything.
We want to be able to truly defend and be okay. And frankly, we'll always find ways to defend. It's sports. We've rooted for alleged bad people in the past. We will always find a way to defend. If it's our favorite team, no matter what city you're in, you will find a way to defend because you're a fan. And that's what fans do. That's the way she goes. But with this, you know, it's all been the criminal aspect of it. His freedom is there. That's the way it works. For us, for fans, it's just, when does he play? When does he play? When will the NFL make their decision? Mary Kay had what? She had the conversation with Roger Goodell.
Well, I wasn't sure if Mary Kay got a chance to talk to Goodell, but I did see in her story that Goodell, in some owners' meetings in Atlanta,
there you go,
did seem to say that this stuff was getting wrapped up here. He said, "I can't give you a timeline," he told reporters in a press conference, "but I think we're nearing the end of the investigative period, and that at some point this will be handled by our disciplinary officer." Of course, that's Sue Robinson, who we've talked about, and that will happen shortly. So it's going to be in the hands of Sue Robinson. And the question is, how much should last night have either altered any kind of a decision, any kind of a game suspended, any kind of a determination of whether the personal conduct policy of the NFL was at all compromised, whether him representing the NFL points the NFL to be in a bad light, or anything like that. That's ultimately what is going to be determined by that disciplinary officer.
Yeah. So it's a it's a rough conversation to have, but it's a conversation we have to have. Did anything change for you at all yesterday watching it?
No. Like I said, I was wondering whether or not, like, we all watch.
I don't want to be stubborn, right, but I also want to.
We all watch press conferences all the time, mm-hmm. And as a society, we always declare whether or not we think someone's lying, whether we think somebody is shedding crocodile tears. I do think that the one accuser, we were going over how to pronounce her name.
Solis,
and she's gone forward. Normally, you don't get sexual assault accusers' names because they don't want to be out there in public. Mm-hmm. These can be brutal situations, as anybody who's been through that process can attest. She did come off to me as someone who had genuine tears. That was my take. You might have had a different take. She did seem upset. She did seem very troubled by his actions. And I thought there were responsible follow-up questions from Soledad O'Brien of Real Sports. I do. I don't think she was soft. Or particularly one-sided. You know, these are set up to be kind of one-sided. And obviously, you know, Deshaun Watson was offered a chance. If people are wondering, why do they get all the TV time? Deshaun Watson was offered to be a part of it and declined, which, of course, I think any good defense attorney worth anything would probably instruct them to sit that one out.
Did Leah Graham, the attorney for Watson, one of the attorneys for Watson, did they agree to this late?
Very
in the process?
Late. Very, yeah. Very late.
Go ahead.
Gumbel used the term in the 11th hour.
In the 11th hour,
yeah,
is what he said. Okay.
That's his direction.
I wanted to make sure that's what he said. He said in the 11th hour they agreed. Well, they probably knew that this was going to be not great stuff.
Well, and HBO, I wouldn't have been surprised if HBO told them or gave them some of the most salacious, here's what is being said, we want your side of the story. That's what a journalist does do. A journalist does say, a good journalist, and this program, for those that don't know or are out of the loop or don't care about sports journalism, Real Sports has a great track record, an unbelievable track record of doing real journalism. They do attempt to get both sides. I always have watched their show my entire life, and they'll always say, we attempted to bring on the other side, but they decline.
Always staying bipartial when they do it.
Yeah, as best you can. I mean, you know.
Are there questions you still have? Or is it just questions we know there's not going to be answers to?
Well,
there's a million questions, but it's like, we're never going to know.
I mean,
It's one side versus the other, and it depends on who you want to believe.
I told you that I don't think he gave a good answer to Sean back at the press conference for why he needed all the masseuses. I thought that sounded like he was trying to spin a tale. That doesn't make him guilty of sexual assault. It lends you to wonder about what behavior was going on, what he was trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've all passed judgment on that internally or with our friends. Anybody who's talked about this, it's the number one thing that comes up wherever I go. It's not how many games are the Browns going to win. It's what was he doing? What was really going on? What were those women doing? Why did some of those women go back? I mean, is that not the case in your life? Are you not getting peppered with that every day?
Yeah. Well, the question you keep going back to is, it says, you know, he went to each massage with the intent for professional help. Well, if you knew this was going to go down, why'd you keep going back and going back and going back?
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps getting brought up. I mean, that still doesn't look good. Again, he's not going to prison. It's not like it doesn't look good in the court of law. Right. It doesn't matter. But for the NFL,
we're pretty much past that.
The only thing it matters to is Sue Robinson, and we'll see. I don't know. This is uncharted waters, because every time I think about it, it's like, well, what's the NFL going to look like? And then you go, well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be an independent person. Are they seeking? And then the question is, and I don't mean to go in circles with you what we discussed yesterday, because we went into a very deep bush, you and I did, about what Sue Robinson might decide based on the NFL in terms of costing money, how the NFL looks, this, that, and the other. Like, is she trying to find justice, true justice? Or is she trying to find what will represent the NFL? I have no idea. Because if this is some, because if you're looking at true justice, hey, wait a minute. The identity of the judicial system is supposed to be that they are impartial, supposed to be. They are impartial. They can stand behind their merit. They go on previous situations and go from there, and then that's where they roll their judgments on. And maybe she did that when it comes to other NFL situations or maybe other public situations, but we just don't know. We just don't know. Like, I'm looking at this, is it going to be Sue Robinson's decision and that's it, or is this an NFL, does she represent the NFL? We don't know.
Yeah, that part of it we don't.
Like, you get what I'm saying here?
Yeah,
like, if
I totally
she was
do.
Still a judge and she's like, this is right and this is wrong and this is right and this is wrong, that's what it is. But she's retired, and there's a representation of both the NFL and the NFLPA. Well, they're still, to fans and still to the general public, even though they're very, very, very different, it's still almost the same entity. A player plays for the NFL, you're as one. So what's it mean? Is she deciding in the court of public opinion? Is she a judge of public opinion? I don't know.
So you asked me this, and I totally understand everything you're saying there, because I'm in agreement. That's why I think everybody's talking out of there. You know what?
Yeah, we had Andrew Grant. He's projecting. Like, I believe in precedent. I go, well, this is an independent person,
right?
How is there a precedent here?
Yes, I also think here's what I think. One thing, and we'll go to the phones on this. This is gonna be a tough thing, honestly, because again, we were wondering yesterday going into it, did anybody have an open mind? Was anybody gonna sit there like an impartial juror and view this, which is almost impossible to ask people to do. Mm. But I really did, Kenny. I really did. But I had some questions. Soledad asked all the questions, by the way. She did ask the questions that I wanted to. In fact, I mean, there was even a crass question. I mean, the one lady was asked, are you a sex worker? But the one thing I wanted to get to about the contract, because this is going to be the highlight, I think, besides the graphic details of what was shared yesterday. The question to Kyla Hayes, is it?
Kyla, yes.
Her answer about his contract, and I'll tell you why I think this is the one that could resonate with certain members of the public.
But Watson's accusers say they were even more stunned after he was acquired by the Cleveland Browns and given a contract worth $230 million.
It was sick to me.
Why?
I felt like he's being rewarded for bad behavior.
And that's from Real Sports HBO. So That one, I think, is going to stick with some of the public today. If you're asking me what the main takeaways are, I think a lot of people are questioning motivations of the women, and they're also wondering how he continued to get these massages. Didn't he think they were ever wrong? That one, the money one, is going to stick out. Does it feel like Deshaun Watson is being rewarded? Like the NFL doesn't care. Like the Browns don't care. And when the Browns did not talk, because that was asked last night, one of the accusers says, no, the Browns didn't reach out to me. So the Browns gave him a contract but never reached out. So the Browns, who said they did an exhaustive investigation into all of these accusations, they just read depositions. I don't know if any video was made available to them. Did they talk to her? No, she says no. They never talked. And then she clearly was critical about the contract. Well, is this really going to be an investigation? I mean, that's what these women are wondering.
I have a problem with the answer. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. Also, the Guardians, they lost last night. Talk about that. Zach Plesac wasn't necessarily great. We'll get to all that. Down the line, coming up next, more of you guys. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Peggy and Ed Gallick will join us from Fox 8 coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. They've talked to both Tony Busby. They've had on-camera interviews with both Tony Busby and Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He was outstanding, to say the least. You know, there's a lot here. I'm trying to be, you know, you played the clip, Anthony. I'm going to get the phones here in a second. You played the clip of the accuser. This was Ashley Solis talking about the contract. Was that correct? Or is that, no, that was Kyla Hayes. Kyla Hayes talking about the contract and how it made her sick, and it was a slap in the face and everything like that. I want to be sensitive to the accusations. I am sensitive to the accusations. But is it just where my sensibilities are that much just cerebral about the NFL going, you got to win. It's just, they know he's not going to go to prison. He wasn't going to go to prison. They knew he wasn't going to go to prison. They felt comfortable making that offer based on their own investigation. Now, I know that they didn't talk to the alleged victims, and it was mentioned by Rusty Harden yesterday afternoon on Afternoon Drive, where it's like, hey, you can't get involved in an active investigation here, because at that time when they were kind of taking a look around back in the fall to see whether or not he'd be a good fit for them, and they were doing their own personal investigations, it was still an active thing going on. You can't just jump in the middle of that.
Well, to be clear, there is no law. They absolutely could have talked to the accusers.
Could, but it's not
what their lawyers would have advised
exactly.
them to do.
Exactly.
They certainly could have.
They could have, but again, no lawyer is going to tell them to do something like that. They had documents, they had statements, and they looked off of that. So my feeling is, I've become so cerebral about it. If you know the man is not going to go to prison, you know the man may or may not serve a suspension, we don't know, you got to go out and get the player. You just got to get the player. I mean, no one's there's going to be fans out there who go, well, you know, if he goes out and he becomes a bad player, like if he goes out there and he sucks up the room on the field, there's going to be hell to pay. Absolutely. But if he goes out there and sucks up the room for somebody else, then they'll pat you on the back and go, well, you know, we avoided a big mess there, didn't we? If he goes out there and plays well, which we think he's going to do whenever he plays, and you didn't get the player, and you're still stuck with this, and you're not getting to where you need to go, you're gone. I mean, have we not learned over and over and over again? And I know it's a different world. It's a completely different world. And I don't mean to be unfeeling.
Yeah, like these women don't do sports talk radio and talk contracts and every day in the NFL.
I'm sensitive to it, so I can see where she would be thinking, my goodness, you're rewarding this, but it's the league. If the Browns didn't do it, and we have the reports of this, somebody else was willing to do that.
Yeah,
was another team willing to match the offer.
Bringing up right to work, I mean, there is a huge difference probably in their eyes for someone who's on
who's
work.
There?
Who's an accuser. Someone who feels that there's been a miscarriage of justice. They feel like there's a predator that's being able to play sports, or somebody who's definitely violated them and other women. Who's being allowed to work? There's a difference between a work release where you're making $12 an hour and this. And I think that's that kind of dichotomy is exactly why she's being asked about that.
But you are also allowed to. I mean, we are proponents of he's not been
like
found,
he does not need to. Like he's got enough money. It's not like he has to feed his family.
I understand that, Anthony. But work release means he'd have to be released from something in the first place. He's not been held on anything, and he was never held on anything. So in America. And I know that this type of language people can roll their eyes at. In America, we do believe in being able to use your talents to go out and get everything you possibly can in our economic system. He has his talents and he got everything he possibly could in the economic system. And no matter what any of us think out there, he is not guilty of a criminal act. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing I was saying was I can totally understand why someone who feels like there's been a gross miscarriage of justice, who feels like they've been violated, who feels like this individual is a dangerous person who's out there and is now representing a league where there's no right to work in the NFL. It is a privilege. You know, he's good enough. The NFL has to have him. No, the NFL has certainly had a lot of guys who are good enough to be in the NFL who are not in the NFL for various reasons. So I can understand their point of view when they're asked about an unprecedented contract when they were not talked to by the NFL team that gave out that contract.
But I've learned in professional sports year after year after year, and it doesn't make it right, by the way. I'm not saying that makes it 100% wonderful. Clearly it isn't. But we've learned from every single professional sport that's out there, if the talent supersedes, as long as the man is either not in jail or has paid his debt to society, if the talent supersedes that, we will find a way to put them on the field or on the court or on the ice. We will always do that. If we feel the talent no longer supersedes either the misdoings before, the alleged misdoings before, or really I can use the umbrella term for it, the distraction. If it does no longer supersede the distraction, then we'll find a way to move on about them. Like, there's plenty of guys who, they just go about their business quietly, and they go to work,
and I wonder
and
if
they
it's,
come home, and yeah, they have 8, 9, 10-year careers in the NFL.
I wonder if you look in the public realm right now, and I love stand-up comics, and so that's the example I'll go to in this case, but there's so many in everything. Guys like Louis C.K., they did pay, there was a punishment. They ended up making money and ended up sitting out a while, making my Chris D'Elia. Like, there was a canceling, right, because of the accusations. Were either of them criminally held liable? No.
No.
But there was a canceling. I think these women are probably going, where's the cancel? Why doesn't he have to miss paychecks? And people will say, last year he didn't play football last year. That's totally separate in the eyes of what we're talking about. So I think they're wondering, where's the cancel? Where's the societal outrage that leads to them, you know, feeling some sort of punishment? Remember, as of right now, there's been zero punishment for Deshaun Watson.
Let's go to Steve in Lakewood. Steve, you're next up on The Fan. Hello.
Morning, guys. Hey. Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, a couple quick points, and I've obviously talked to you guys about this topic before. I would like to make a point about the judge at the end. But now, mind you, everybody watches these interviews with a confirmation bias. So we all think we want to hear. But I think there was a couple points last night that were made that you hadn't touched on yet this morning. Point one, even of the two accusers last night, the second one, she had multiple text messages with Deshaun over several weeks. Another point, seven of the accused 22 had two or more sessions following their initial session with Deshaun. The other thing, multiples wanted dates to be his exclusive masseuse. So there's all those sort of issues going on there.
Steve,
I think actually Real Sports did a nice
story. Yeah, I thought they did too. I thought they were very fair.
Lima did mention on the air in the second one where the question was asked, why did you remain in contact with him? And she had said, I didn't want him to mess up my business, so I tried to remain on good terms. That was the answer that was given.
Right.
The second thing is, remember, Steve, I mean, we'll continue to talk about this forever. Whether or not Deshaun Watson plays for the Browns for the next 5 years or 20 years or retires a Brown or goes into the Hall of Fame as a Brown, we'll continue to talk about that aspect of it forever. Our issue is, or the question is, did you do anything? Was there anything at all that would look like you would violate the personal conduct policy? It's a very vague conversation to have because we can look at it and go, well, did he pay for services? If the answer were to be yes, well, that might be a violation of the conduct policy.
And that's my second comment. As far as the judge and her feelings or whether it's justice or not justice, I feel as though she is going to solely look at this as a legal contract between the NFLPA and the NFL. Did he violate a specific line of the contract? Not interpretive of it, a specific line. And I think that's where they're going to have the problem. That's been my argument before, is that the NFL Players Association is going to be as much as Deshaun's defense here for every player, and that a mere accusation loses you game time and paychecks.
Oh, they have to back. Yeah, I mean, that's a Players Association's role. They have to. They need to make sure. You're exactly right in that. And I think what a lot of the fans, because I said we, and Owen was very clear up there. He's like, you keep saying we. Who are you talking about? Because not everybody believes he's innocent or not everybody believes he's guilty. So it's important to point out. But what I mean by that, and I'll try to provide context, as Browns fans, we want him, at least I think I'm speaking for most, we want him to be innocent. We want him to not have done anything wrong and made any women uncomfortable.
Make us feel a lot better.
And so then we also want him to be able to play all 17 games and hope that we have a good standing citizen on our football team. And when what Steve is talking about when it comes to, you know, what the NFL can do in terms of the hammer, right? Their enforcement mechanism on this, they've left it. The terminology is so broad that what we're all hoping for is that they're not just going to hand down a suspension because a lot of people feel grimy. They want it to be rooted in something. And that is why Commissioner Goodell punted that discipline, that disciplinary rung of his power. Mm-hmm. Even though at the end he still has the last right of refusal,
yeah, because
I guess, on this.
Because according to this, let's just make sure we're correct. Sue Robinson will make her initial declaration.
Whether he violated the personal conduct policy.
And there will be a suspension that she hands out. Or there will not be a suspension. There will be a ruling that she hands out. And then if there is a suspension, because I don't know if you would appeal not being suspended. I don't think you would. But if there were a suspension, then he would decide on the appeal. So that's how that would work. We'll get to more of you guys coming up. And did anything change for you from what you saw last night? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, live on The Fan.
First, it's 20.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
22 women, it's one lawyer. There's only one lawyer who was willing to take these cases. And as we know from Ashley Solis's deposition, Mr. Busby was not the first, probably not even the second or third lawyer that she went to. But he was the only one to take her case. Why? Not because it had merit, but because he would use these cases to increase his social media following and, quite frankly, to get on shows like this one.
That's Leah Graham, part of Watson's legal representation on HBO Real Sports last night. Talking about Ashley Solis, talking about Tony Busby. Tony Busby will be on Afternoon Drive this afternoon, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. So set your alarms, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app. 6 p.m., you'll hear Tony Busby. Rusty Harden was on yesterday. Rusty Harden, I told you, I could listen to the guy speak. I'd be a terrible juror.
Right.
Rusty, I listened
really
to that.
He's really good at what he does. Yeah.
I listened to that interview yesterday. I swear to God, if I was a man on a jury and Rusty Harden was up there, I go, there's no way this person did this. There's no way this person
right.
did this. Like, I was listening to him, I go, like, there was a, I was listening to that interview yesterday, and I'm driving home going, man, this makes a ton of sense. This makes a ton of sense. I mean, Rusty Harden is damn good at what he does.
Watson got the best of the best, the dream team when it came to this.
The guy knows what he's doing.
One question, you said Busby's going to be on the afternoon show. So yesterday with Dustin and Jason, yesterday Harden came on, and we were wondering, like, is anything from here on out going to change anyone's opinion? Like I talked about, you know, the fact that we're all sitting there evaluating whether tears are real or not, which is unfortunate, but That's what we're all doing, and that's what eventually the disciplinary officer is going to do in this case for the NFL. What about Harden saying that there have been attempts to settle and that there still could be a settlement? What do you think that does to the court of public opinion on Deshaun Watson? Like, he's been adamant that he's been innocent, doesn't need therapy, he's done nothing wrong, but yet his lawyer was there yesterday saying...
The non-disclosure agreement is interesting, because a guy like Deshaun Watson, if we are in the court of public opinion in this case, just like what Rusty Harden said. We have that clip, by the way. Let's play Rusty Harden yesterday on Afternoon Drive, just for everybody's context.
By the time we got into this, when we initially tried to respond and counteract the publicity, it became very clear early on we were not going to be able to win the battle in the court of public opinion. And when we got up to 22, nobody was willing to listen to our denial, because how could 22 people be wrong? So I quickly, rightly or wrongly, decided within 60 days or so, that is a battle we can't win, at least now. So we chose to focus on what were the most relevant things to his future, whether or not he was going to be criminally charged, and then what was the NFL going to do. And then we would deal with the civil cases as we went along and try to handle those in the court.
Now, that's the interesting thing, because in my notes, and I want you to correct me because I can mess things up. In my notes, from what I saw, there was the conversation had, or there was the report that was brought up about Miami wanting a trade and agreeing to a trade even with the Houston Texans, the Dolphins agreeing to a trade with the Texans for Deshaun Watson, whoever Stephen Ross wanted, he wanted non-disclosure agreements and settlements. They did not, Tony Busby is alleged to have not wanted the non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
And that, to me, is the sticking point. Because Deshaun Watson, he could always just say, listen, guys, I'm 26 years old. I need to move on with my life.
Yeah, these,
I'd like
these,
to have a wife
these
and
These lawsuits
and family.
Could go on for years.
These lawsuits can't. I mean, there is a possibility if they really wanted to. The first lawsuit isn't even set to start till when? April of 2023? April of next year in 10 months? 11 months? So we're going to go through all this to start the first trial? The first is 10, 11 months from now. Deshaun Watson could look at this and go,
and then that's
guys,
yep.
I got a life I want to live. I want to move on and settle it and go, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I just wanted to move on with my life. You guys can understand that. And there is a thing where, I'll tell you right now, I can understand that. I think you can understand that.
Yeah,
if I were 26 years old
happens?
Accused of this and I believed that I was innocent and I had the money, fine, let's. I got to move on with my life.
What happens if a jury favors him in that first case? You don't think the other women in their cases are going to say,
settle.
HBO Real Sports or anybody. I want to do a media tour since we are not being heard and we are not getting justice. We need to expose him even more. I mean, that's the danger in all of this, which I'm sure Harden and their defense team have gone over plenty of times. And it's going to lead. I'm telling you, fans are just going to be, you know what? I know you've proclaimed your innocence. We've already made up our mind anyway.
But
just settle. Just settle. Get it over with.
Fair. But for Rusty Harden, you're thinking if you do settle, and that's well within your right to do, then you can go out and say, I'm innocent. Because for the other people, whether, again, there's always the question, are 22 people all telling the truth? Are all 22 people lying? They can go back with their settlements and be private citizens. Deshaun Watson is a public figure. So Deshaun Watson does have the forum every single Sunday and then pre and post game to preach himself in his innocence and how he's a good man. And as time goes on, because he'd be in the public eye and because he could show his personality, which we've seen before, is a very attractive personality. You saw the stories with him in the Houston Texans in the public eye. It was a very good personality. Over time, you could rebuild that image. But if there's non-disclosures here and you're not supposed to talk about it here, what's going on? You know, that's a big question. And I think that Rusty Harden's right to question that. Let me get to Dan and Amherst. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Dan.
Just a couple things. First, I have a daughter that Me Too age, she's in her 20s, so I'm very conscious of what's going on, and I'm very, you know, sensitive to it. And the problem I have is I've worked on with a couple of prosecutors on their campaigns. These guys are sharks. So you have an individual, two different prosecutors in two different counties. Deshaun Watson had no friends there. I mean, I'm sure they were Houston fans. So these guys were looking for anything. They had their criminal investigators out there. They would get more information than the NFL could get. Remember, the NFL is just an employer out there investigating whether an employee did something that wasn't kosher. So these criminal investigators who had access to everything, talked to lots of people, came back and said, the grand jury decided, there is nothing here. There's nothing here we can even charge him with the misdemeanor. Two separate ones. So that's where I want to start. Second of all, this is more or less a what offends me type of deal. Years back, women breastfeeding offended people. Today, it's normal. You see women doing it. So the problem I see is that we have people who say they were offended by something that happened, wasn't criminally that happened, not even close to it, because he was never indicted for it. So that's the first take. Second of all, I'm sure the criminal investigators talked to other men, maybe, who received massages from these people. We've never talked about that. What about the other clients these women had? What did they have to say? I've seen no guys come out and say, hey, I got a massage, and it was, you know, it was professional. And so what it comes down to is we're talking about money. And that's it, guys. You know it. This is about the money. There's no more criminal investigation. There's nothing that's going to happen to Deshaun Watson where he loses his freedoms. It comes down to money, well, and how much can we get.
But Dan, if they feel that they've been wronged and there is nothing criminally, then yes, it would be about the money. You're trying to seek damages.
Right. If you feel that you were wrong, but Kenny, somebody cut me off. I was wrong. That person wronged me, and I'm offended by it, what they did. They're going too slow on the highway. To me, it's a matter of perception. What society deems wrong today. Okay, he went in and did it. Whatever happened on those massage tables, I don't know. But whatever it was, some women say they were offended by it. And guess what?
Well,
they may have been truly offended, Kenny. They may have been truly offended by it.
Okay.
That offended me. So now I'm offended. You offended me. I need you to give me monetary damages now.
Yeah.
Because I was offended by that.
And thank you very much for the call, Dan, but we're not talking about someone being offended. We're talking about somebody alleged to have had sexual misconduct. There is a big difference between me saying something, doing anything that's offensive, and actually doing something to your person. I mean, there's a huge difference there.
They're accusing Deshaun of forcing them or intimidating them to doing things that they did not want to.
I mean, there's
that have sexual nature to
them. Well, and that's what's so tough about these cases, because, you know, I've just read a lot. When it comes to accusers, victims' right activists, because they feel like victims just never get a true day in court, that they live with the stigma of something for years and years and years. I know exactly what's happening. I just said that, and people in their cars are rolling their eyes going, come on, guys. These women are not real masseuses. I've heard all this. This is the complaint.
Well,
they're not real masseuses. This isn't a legitimate business. You know, they even had to talk about whether they were sex workers or not yesterday.
Ashley Solis was asked if she's a sex worker. She said an emphatic no, she's not a sex worker. And the thought is, well, a sex worker can also be abused.
Yes, and often so they are. I mean, that's one of the problems with the sex trade. And obviously commensurate with or linked to sex trafficking, which is why everybody was joking about the Robert Kraft thing at first. And then they're like, oh, wait a second. Here's how sex trafficking works. Here's how people are kind of held against their will and can't buy themselves out of that life and have to be married to that life for the rest of their life. And just that's their lot in life from here on out. Like, it wasn't so funny when you put it in that perspective.
216-578-0092 coming up at 8 o'clock. Peggy and Ed Gallick will join us on the show. They talked to both Tony Busby and Rusty Harden. We'll get their thoughts and everything that they've uncovered with everything that's going on. 7:45, of course, we have two-second trivia. And for us, for fans, it's how many games will Deshaun Watson be able to play? And there's one concern that popped up between Anthony and I when it comes to that. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.